Hey, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed Convos. I'm Christy, your host. Today I'm interviewing Emily Samuel. She is the founder of Emily Fitness on Instagram. She is the co-founder of a company called Travel Well, and she's an all-around lifestyle fitness influencer. She's amazing. She's accomplished so many things over the course of the past few years, which I've known her for, and she's an all-around inspiration. So have a listen.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
So good. Thank you for having me. I'm still doing personal training, of course. I still have a fitness app. I still have the clothing line. I still have a lot going on. I now, though, pretty much act as an operating partner for hotels. So we have a physical and digital product in every single hotel room that comes complimentary in the hotel. So it's at the Kimpton Hotel in West Hollywood. So I'll walk you through it. So imagine like a really cute little tote bag. It's actually over there. It's a tote bag. You go into your room. It comes with your room. And it says like scan me. It has a QR code. You scan the QR code. And inside the bag is like gliders, bands, like a tube band with like handles to do workouts with, right?
Yeah.
So you scan barcode, you get a free 2 to 3 day workout for your stay, for the hotel stay. And this bag, you can obviously, is portable and you can take it anywhere with you. So if you want to work out by the pool, you can do it in the pool. If you want to do it inside the hotel room, you can do it inside the hotel room. If you want to add weights to it, you can go to the gym and do it inside of the hotel gym. It's pretty much also free to take it with you as you leave. But the cool thing about this is after the 2 to 3 day workout, underneath it, it has recommendations from a registered dietitian, and it says like from the hotel menu. So like, let's say you're looking at the hotel menu, it's like, great job, you smashed your workout. Here's what a registered dietitian recommends from the hotel menu for if you're a health conscious traveler. So it's pretty much just like a dietitian being like, hey, like these are the healthier options if you are a health conscious traveler, just, you know, an option for you guys. Underneath that, it's going to have a city guide, right? Of like the 20 local health and wellness businesses. Now we're in talks with Hilton Hotels. So they have a branch called the Tempo location. So we're in talks with hopefully putting it in the Tempo location. And yeah, we have a couple other hotels in line as well. So far so good. The whole point is a lot of the time traveling defers people from staying on their health routine. And instead we actually want and help them stay on their health routine and help them be the best version of them as they're traveling, because it's super important to stay healthy as you travel. What we want to really give the customer, like our guests, like the best experience ever. We really want them to be the best version to them. We're just going to give it to them for free. So they're putting every single kit in every single room for their guests, for their guest stay. So it's really just encouraging health and wellness on the go. So like even the non-local businesses, right? So you have Style Reform, right? So I could easily put like Style Reform into this like little ebook that comes, that you scan the QR code on this tote bag, right? And now you have like a digital product. So it can say like Style Reform, like 5% off your purchase of $100 or more, or free shipping with $100 or more. You know what I mean? And now they have that code that they can use, but now your brand is in every single hotel room of the Kimpton Hotel.
Yeah, no, you know what is... You know, actually, the reason why I wanted to reach out to you, because I do this podcast, you know, and I was my whole like 2022 resolution, because I feel like I am more naturally like an introverted person. Like I'm an entrepreneur. I work on my own. Like I'm totally cool being on my own. But then I guess after COVID and everything, I was like, I kind of need like new energy in my world, like meeting new people and like female business owners I like die over, because I just feel like it's such like this isolated journey in some respects. And then it's also kind of this thing that like, I love connecting with people over, because it's such like a growth journey and such a trip, right? So it's always nice to have like-minded people around and stuff. And I was like, all right, 2022, I'm going to reach out to like female business owners like regularly. And I want to see potentially how to collaborate, help each other essentially, or even just like develop friendships and just like have each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's so important. I feel like I've joined some entrepreneurial like mom groups and stuff in the past. Like, honestly, whether you're a mom or not, I really could give a shit. It's more for me just about like that authentic connection. You know what I mean? Like, and as we get older, right, we're not in school anymore. I don't work in an office anymore. Like, developing friendships just gets more challenging. Maybe for you, because you're training people one-on-one is different. You have like, but for me, like I'm in an office for the most part by myself a lot, you know? And it's like, it's just nice and like refreshing to talk to other people, especially going, like trying to grow and get to your like highest level, you know?
No, absolutely. And I always say that you're a product of your environment. So like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know my story, but like I used to be, like I was in rehab at one point. You know what I mean? Like I saw
that on when you said like going from, you know, being a recovering addict to owning your mm-hmm. home. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Like, that's really incredible.
And I have to say that a lot of it is being a product of your environment. When I was hanging out with not the best people, I was not doing the best things. When I was hanging out
with
other entrepreneurs that I was training and getting inspired by them, iron sharpens iron. You know what I mean? If you hang out with 5 millionaires, you're going to become the 6th. It's really just being a product of your environment. And what I've also noticed, which is really cool, is that especially female women entrepreneur, even though they come off like a little alpha sometimes and a little strong and whatever, at the end of the day, they're some of the best friends to have because they are the most supportive people ever, because they know what it's like to like step out of the something uncomfortable and like grow from it and get through some really hard things, especially being a woman in this industry and like sometimes not being taken too seriously when you're like pitching to men. Like I've definitely had some men like not give me the same respect definitely that women do over interviews and just pitching ideas and stuff. I've definitely had that experience, but I noticed that other women entrepreneur want other women to win so bad. Like so bad, because we know what it takes to like to struggle. So like when I see someone like you that started, you know, that has the style reform, I'm like, go girl, yes, like go off this. Like, you know what I mean? Like and I'll do whatever I can to help promote that because I love seeing other women grow, because that also comes back around. If you are out there other helping other women, it's gonna come back around to you as well.
It's all about the energy. I feel like the universe doesn't lie, right? It's kind of like if you do good, inevitably it's going to come back around. So I totally agree. It's like when I see people, like, I'm not going to lie, there was one point in my life where like I was insecure, jealous, and all of that, you know? I'm not that person anymore though. And like when I see people like genuinely like working their asses off and getting where they want to be, it like lifts me. It gives me like, you know, some inspiration as to like what I can achieve, right?
Totally.
And I just don't feel like there's enough. There aren't nearly as many women, like super successful, like multimillionaire women as there are men. Like it's a boys club still, you know what I mean? And not that I need to be like, oh, rah, rah, like women need to whatever, but I just would love to see like a solid group of kick-ass women like killing it, you know?
I felt this way as well. And then I actually did meet a very solid group of women and I realized that there are a lot more female entrepreneurs than I realized. And there are a lot of really badass women. Like, I have to be honest with you. I train like 6 of some of the most badass women I've ever met. Like they are just like so cool. Like they, like one of them, I'm going to name drop right now. Her name is Susan Ho. Like no one's going to know her name. She's just such a badass woman because she started Hopper. Hopper is a huge app, a travel app. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I have another girl that is now just raised like billions of dollars for like a psychedelic farm type of industry. Like I don't even, the stuff that they do, I can't even understand because they are so smart. They all like went to Harvard. Like they're such smart, beautiful, strong, and they cheer for me. They cheer so hard for me too. And they all support each other and they're all friends. And the reason why I got such a strong group of women is because they're all friends with each other. And one of them trained with me and then referred the other one. And then one, the other referred the other one. And then one referred the other one.
That's how it happens. This
friend group of just like badass women. I'm like, now I get it. You know what I mean? And it's so nice. Before seeing that, like, it's like, shit, like, how do girls do this? You know what I mean? Like, and it was almost encouraging, but then seeing other women, you're like, oh, I fucking got this. I got this. Like, yeah, I can do yeah, this. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. it's a lot of it is you're right. It's about connections and connecting with other strong women, because they're going to want to see you win. I promise they will. They yeah. will want to see you win. As long as, you know, there are a few out there that like want to see you do well, but not better than them.
Yeah. That's another thing. I was just saying that to somebody a few weeks ago. I'm like, I at one point sensed that she was so behind me, and then all of a sudden it just became like a very bad energy. And I'm like, people don't necessarily want to see you do better than they're yeah. doing. So it's tough. It's tough. I mean,
and especially when you're growing, it's hard to have those conversations about you growing with people that aren't growing with you, because it gets uncomfortable. Cause it's like, do I talk about this? Because like, I don't want them to feel bad about my success, but it shouldn't be like that. Like if those are your real friends cheering for you, you know what I mean? And like, you don't want to be around the people that are going to like bring you negative energy because they're resentful that you're winning and they're not. Like F that. Like, I think that's crazy. And I think that, you have to pray for those women, because they're the ones that harbor like a lot of like resentment and like hate in their hearts. You know what I mean? And you know, it's good to surround yourself with like the more positive ones, obviously. Yeah.
I know. I actually really in my heart, I feel sorry for people that are so unhappy and insecure, because it's like, they're just walking open wounds really. And they don't mm-hmm. even realize it. That's the thing. Like, I was there myself, like years ago, I was not in a good place, and I was not the nicest person, and it was all because I just didn't like myself very mm-hmm. much, you know. So I feel like you move through things and you live and you learn, and it's like oh, okay, I get it, I'm better now, you know. But it's just a process.
Totally.
As is everything.
Love. And it's not something that like happens overnight. Like, you have to like actively work on it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's hard to, I mean, obviously I was in a dark place. I was addicted to drugs. But you have to actively like take the tools to work on things. Like, they're really silly things that, I mean, not silly to me, but maybe to other people, that I do every single day that really help. And like mm-hmm. every single morning, I read a page of positivity. I write three things down that I'm grateful for. I'll yeah. meditate a little bit. I have to move my body at some point during the day, obviously. Like, I'm a very like a little bit obsessive personality. When I want something, I am completely relentless and I don't stop until I get it. So
yeah,
I will thing every single day until it comes true, and I will work my ass off, sorry, my butt off until it comes true.
Yeah,
that helps a lot.
I know. I do that too. I become obsessed and hyper focused on the goal. But the funny thing is that it, like, I always like beat myself up too. I'm like, why isn't it happening yet? And I'm like, it's not on my time. It needs to happen. Mm-hmm. God's time. The universe will bring it when it's meant to be brought.
Totally. 100%. Absolutely. And you always just have to remember, things happen for you, not to you. That's something that I've learned.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it helps keep you positive. It keeps the goodness in your heart, because sometimes you just feel like life F's you and you're like, mm-hmm. you know, I never want to be the victim, but when you get punched in the face enough times, sometimes you're just like, okay,
yeah,
let me totally. Breathe for a second.
totally. Yeah. It could be one thing after the next, but you just got to stay positive. But that's why I do the gratitude list every morning.
Yes.
Every morning it grounds me. Like, yeah, that gratitude list is everything in the morning for me. I'm not like everything for me. It's helped me dramatically. So anyone that's listening, I highly encourage you to do three things that you're grateful for every day.
I know. I do think of things that I'm grateful for every morning. Like, even just as simple as like the air in my lungs, my legs, because I run every single morning, and I'm like, thank God for my legs. Thank God for my health. You know, like, I consciously make that effort, because shit, there are people out there that don't have legs. You know what I mean? There are people out there that are suffering, and I have like a healthy, well-abled body to do what I need to do. And I'm grateful for that. Definitely.
Absolutely.
It's like a strong practice to have the gratitude. It kind of like coats a shell over you for the day, you know, like, from the negativity or the things that you have to deal with in like everyday life. But we are hardwired to lean toward the more negative side just as like a fight or flight protective mechanism. So I do feel like, right, it's a practice, it's a process. We need to like keep at it, at it, at it. Sometimes I'm like, fuck, like I'm sick of keeping at it. Like I just want to like be on autopilot happy mode, you know? But I know that it's necessary. It's just a necessary thing.
Being on autopilot happy mode is not reality. Because if you were happy mode all the time, the like super good things wouldn't be that great because you haven't gone through the bad things to experience the bad things. You know what I mean? So like the negative things kind of make you more grateful for the good things that are happening. So life would be really boring if you were just like on autopilot, chill all the time. It's like, okay. Because like I said, like the really good things wouldn't feel that great because you haven't been through the bad things.
No, it's very true. I wanted to ask you to tell me a strength that has served you and a weakness that you've overcome.
My addictive personality. Mm-hmm. It's the same both. My weakness is my addictive personality. If I am using my, you know, I think that addiction is actually a superpower. So if I use my powers for bad and I'm doing drugs and whatever in a negative place, my addictive negative self-talk, like what self-sabotage, whatever it is, like my addiction issue, that's going to destroy me. But my addiction is my superpower because I'm also relentless and I don't stop. You know what I mean? When I work, I haven't taken a vacation in 7 years. You know what I mean? Like I'm an addictive personality and I wouldn't work so hard and I wouldn't be so successful if I didn't work so hard and I weren't such like a relentless psycho about like being up at 5 a.m. and working until 9 p.m. And like, it makes me happy. Like I love working. Like it felt like I do, like I love it. Like it doesn't matter how much money I make at the end. It doesn't matter if I make millions of dollars, $2 million a year, $10 million a year. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to do this anyway, because like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Love the grind. I love the grind of it. It's not about the money. It's about the grind. Like I'm addicted to the grind, and that is my biggest strength because that's what makes me so successful. But like I said, if I'm as long as I'm directing that energy towards good, it's amazing. If I direct it towards bad, I am a plane crash, like bad plane crash. It's not good. Yeah. Like it's just not good. So
yeah, it's a force. It's definitely a force. And if you focus it and go for your goal, it's like super momentum, right? But if you go the other direction, it's also momentum in that direction. So I agree. It's just a powerful thing.
An energy. Yeah. I just got to redirect it. Yeah. So definitely the addiction is definitely my biggest weakness and strength. It's my same answer. Honestly, it's crazy.
I know. But I think that, I mean, obviously, you know, the fact that you know this about yourself is like half the battle. Like some people don't even want to admit to anything, take responsibility or whatever. The fact that you know it, it puts you like 10 miles ahead of the road.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm just curious because how long have you had your businesses? Like you're working on? Just how long have you been an entrepreneur?
I started personal training, and then like quickly after Dog Pound, I was like, I want to start these like little fitness kits. It was like my bands, my gliders, my jump rope. And at first I was just selling them like on a website and they were crushing it. And then during the pandemic, they really crushed it. And, and I was like, how do I expand? And I'm like, hotels. And then, that's how Travel Well Club came. So it's really just, it was like kind of like a rebrand, but talking 5 years, I'd say 6 years ago I started that.
Like with you owning your own business for 6 years, I'm sure you've seen some highs, some lows, and some plateaus. And just like to keep the momentum going on a business is so hardcore. I wanted to know how you handle situations that don't turn out in your favor.
There's something called the rule of thirds that my business partner told me about. Have you heard of this?
I have the rule of thirds. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the rule of thirds. So a third of the time, everything's supposed to be going awesome. A third of the time, things are going okay. And the other third of the times things aren't going great. Mm-hmm. That's normal. That's totally normal. Because every successful business is going to have highs. It's going to have lows. Like, just when the things are not going well, I'm like, okay, this is one of the third days, like the one out of the third days that is not going great. It's going to be okay. Tomorrow's going to be better. And you have to be a resolute, like a very like resolution type thinking person, not problem thinking person. You have to think of resolution. And it's really just the rule of thirds. And then the other thing with me is something that I've learned from a lot of successful people that I've worked with a lot of very successful people, right? So I'm always trying to like, give me some life advice. Like, tell me your life. What's the secret? You know what I mean? Don't tell me your secrets, but like, if you were to give me two pieces of advice for me to walk away with and you never speak to me again, what would it be? And I ask a lot of my clients that because I want to know, I want to learn as much as possible from them because I'm so lucky to be surrounded by these people. Right. So, what something that people have taught me is don't only have one source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Have multiple. I that's why I have multiple businesses because I don't trust only one source of income. My personal training thing that could disappear tomorrow. My app, like things can crash and burn. My Instagram sponsorships, like my Instagram can die tomorrow. My hotel stuff, like that's why I'm working with multiple hotels and not just one of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's really just having multiple streams of income and remembering the rules of thirds, because if one business is not doing well, it's okay. And one of my other businesses is doing okay. So it's rule and try to have more than one stream of income if possible.
I'm sure for you too, it's like built a very resilient, tough skin on me, but it's been incredible because you end up doing things that you thought you would never do. And, you know, challenging yourself and stretching. And it's like, oh, wow, I got through that. And now I'm able to get through that or something even stronger next time. You know, I know that you said you work with a lot of like amazing, like really high level people, which is so fun, right? Just to be able to be around that energy and just get little tidbits. The mentors that you have, though, like what maybe has been the top three tips that they've ever shared with you?
One, dream bigger is number one. That was one of the first pieces of advice that someone gave me. And that's something that it was a conversation. I have a very bad memory. That is something I will never forget, though. And it came from a very important person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I was just a trainer in Equinox. And she's like, Emily, like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know, maybe like own a little boutique gym one day. And she like literally laughed at me. And she was like, you have to dream bigger than that. And that's when I realized, I was like, why am I limiting myself? Like, I need to believe in myself. So genuinely believing yourself, like wholeheartedly, like that is a big piece of it. Because like so many days you're going to have like, what the hell am I doing? Like have like doubts, like what the hell am I doing? Like this is crazy. Like this is too much for me. Like you have to just genuinely believe in yourself. Like, no, I got this. I totally got this. It's okay.
What is like something, how do they inspire you? Like how does
being
relentless. Okay. So I was going to say, it's not about the money. It's not about, but it's about being unstoppable, right?
Being unstoppable. And making connections. Those are the things that I think are most important, because I'll be honest with you, like I struggled to get a C in school. Like I'm not the smartest person in the room. I'm not, but I'm the hardest worker in the room. And I will have really good connections because I'm great with people and I make very good relationships and I genuinely care about people.
So I totally agree with you. Relationships are basically everything in life, in business, in the world, basically. So in any case, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on and having this convo. I'm always so inspired by all business owners, especially women that are just killing it and pivoting and figuring things out. And it's constant leveling up of oneself.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody where we can find you and the services that you offer?
So you guys can find me on my Instagram at obviously the at symbol EMILYY underscore fitness. If you guys want to work out with me, I have an app. It's called emilyfitnessapp.com. And you can, it's like, you know, a couple dollars just to start. And then moving forward, it's like $14.99 a month, subscription based. It's awesome. You can take it anywhere and everywhere with you. That's my whole thing, is just like being healthy on the go. So, yeah. And if anyone ever just has any questions or, you know, anything, people always reach out to me, and I'm very, really good at getting back in my inbox, my DMs of people most of the time, if they have any questions or, you know, just want to pick my brain about anything. So you can all find me there. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. I didn't even know about your app. So I'm literally going to go on and join, because.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Yeah. Like during the pandemic, I was watching your videos and I followed some of them, and it's just helpful. Like, thank I don't you. Like, yeah, I don't like figuring out how I'm going to work out on my own. I love being like, just show me what to do. Right.
For sure. And the really cool thing about my app too, is that it's partnered with hundreds of other trainers. So let's say you want to do like a more yoga flow with someone else a different day, you can do that. Or if you want to do like a 15-minute hit with me and then maybe like, you know, meditation after that or a sound bath after that, you can do that as well. Whatever you want. Oh, you have cool. full access to hundreds of other trainers all for the same price, which is really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm totally gonna get on.
Yeah. It's really, really good. Honestly, I'm not even just saying that. It's actually amazing.
I didn't even know that that was like an offering for people. So that's amazing. All right. Thank you so much, Emily. I appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Okay. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.